a street nigga. You want to be a street nigga. So all the guns, but you ain't gonna shoot none. All the guns, but you ain't gonna shoot none. I'll slap you, ain't gonna do nothing. Because you weak. You don't fight. You think you hard. You're not hard. You're not that guy, buddy. You're not that guy.
Oh,
yeah. So all the guns, but you ain't gonna shoot none.
Why would you think that? What makes you think I'm gonna shoot
you? You a sweet nigga. You a sweet nigga.
Who told you, your mama?
You a ladies man.
What? Man, I'm a real P around here, bro. Ain't nothing sweet.
These girls play you, boy. They play you like a video.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what it is. This is EJ the DJ representing the motherfucking podcast. You are now listening to the Frocast. Big Germ, you a fool, man.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., prank call, Sullivan Son, TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mix till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figured $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, 8 pound in the house. So this Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your boy, Young Dolomite from the Too Much Game podcast. On here with my nigga, my motherfucking man, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and King Germ from Frocast. Y'all get a bar of that good shit.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the Bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you fledgling, just hanging on by a string, don't know if you want a pod or not, podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We're on them all. Someone tried to tell us that we wasn't on all the podcast readers, and I was just like, look, man, look for the Frocast or just look for Frocast, but we on all them motherfuckers, okay? I'm talking about iHeartRadio, I'm talking about Spotify, Apple, Amazon, any podcast reader. We out there. So don't come to me talking about, oh, y'all need a link tree because I can't find y'all site. You know, if you can't find out on any DSP, you can still, even though we on all of them, you can still go to Frocast.com. You go to nappyafro.com and any other DSP, we out there. So don't come to me talking about you can't find my site, nigga, because y'all fucking pissing me the fuck off. All right? Now that we got that out the way, we also have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar and get behind-the-scenes exclusive content. And you even get the Frocast with pre- and a post-show. You get the show early. Get all kinds of other little perks by becoming a Patreon. You get shouted out on the show. We didn't have a Patreon this week. But that's cool, you know what I'm saying, because I know next week going to be big, you know what I'm saying, it's the end of the month. I get it, middle of the month, y'all ain't got y'all stimmies yet, or whatever the earned income credit thing, whatever they call it. So I'm looking for a couple more next week, and plus I'm not the begging type, I don't beg y'all to do this shit. I say it once in the beginning of the show, and once at the end of the show, and that's it. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. Option D is to share it to your story, retweet it, reblog it. Like I said, they made sharing the story a little difficult now. So what you got to do is you got to hit that create button, then hit that sticker in the top right, then hit the re-share button, and then, boom, there's the Frocast right there. You know, you can find it like that. And we really appreciate it. And, you know, shout us out. Share it and get shouted out like 12 Cal, Ruler Myself, Sleazy Black Farmer, Corey Dos Equis, Eclectic, Big Smash, Dale P, We Need to Talk, who else? Dolomite, like a whole lot of niggas showing us love. We appreciate all the love y'all showing us, man. It really means a lot. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
It was pretty good. I mean, I ain't gonna complain, but it's been tough and it's only Tuesday. So, I'm still here, and
you gotta say it like Antoine Fisher said, "I'm still here." You gotta say it like that.
Oh, I'm not him.
Yeah, but you gotta say it with that intensity, to letting people know that you still here. You know.
Okay.
Say it like Antoine Fisher. That's it.
You still waiting on it?
I'm just waiting to tell us about your week.
I've been hustling and bustling, trying to get this campaign stuff together.
Campaign. Yeah. You running for something, Queen Jern?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Prince is, and so I'm trying to make sure everything is together. Got to get ready for another hairdo switch out for the girl on the flag team.
Is it free this time?
Nothing is ever free.
So hold on, how much is this hairstyle costing?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Man, see, you better than me. You better than me. That's all I'm going to say. And y'all know black people, when we say you better than me, we don't really mean that shit.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
Everything you say is with a whole lot of sarcasm.
I'll be up at that school and say, look, my daughter ain't getting no motherfucking this. No, she's not doing it. She's not doing this. I done bought a damn uniform. I don't like my daughter putting this bullshit in her head. That's what I would say, because I don't think y'all told us when we first signed up, y'all might have to wear weave and all this shit. Now we get some braids. But this motherfucking bullshit, this weave putting in, nah, I wouldn't stand for it. I'm just staying back because it's not my thing. I don't want to be the bad guy to go up there. You know, who are you, sir? Well, I'm Germany's. I mean, I'm that girl's dad, and I don't like this shit. You know what I'm saying? And so it is what it is, but.
We will survive.
Yeah. I don't like it. And like you said, as black people, they should want better than having these girls wearing these Eurocentric styles. And this shit is fucking bullshit. Somebody got to do something about it. I think I'm going to call the school tomorrow.
Do what you do.
Yeah, I think I'm calling the school tomorrow. Just let them know. I'm saying, man, as a parent, I'm going to say this is a totally anonymous call. But I don't want to get my kid in trouble, have her singled out. But this is ridiculous. Thank you. Thank you, Queen Jern. Thank you. You just hyped me up to do it. I appreciate it. You put the battery in my back. But you put the back. Because sometimes I have to stand up for you. Because
you don't have to stand up for me. You got to stand up for me when it comes down to you doing right by me.
That's not the time to stand up for you. When you letting people get over and you just being nice. Sometimes. I'm not people. I never try to get over on you. So don't do that. Don't do that.
So we might want to move on into this outline.
I mean, let's talk about it. We here. How do I use you?
I mean, you do it all the time. So
give me an example. How I use you.
It's a simple fact of the matter is that just like everybody else that you complain about, you do the same type of things, which is disregard the fact that I do things. Like, I have other things to do besides just sit around waiting on you.
Whenever I call you, what's the first thing I ask you?
You might ask me if I'm busy, but you don't care. It's a formality.
If you tell me you're busy, then I know, okay, she's busy. That's the first thing I ask you every time I call you. Are you busy?
But that's still annoying because it doesn't even make sense. If you call me and you need something, because I know you have a busy,
you have a busy life.
Let me tell you I'm busy. Just ask me what you want because you're asking me like we not together. Like even if I'm busy, I don't stop. 90% of the times I'm probably busy. So
okay, so just tell me that.
Stop
telling me
what you want me to do.
Well, you need to stop doing that. Tell me I'm busy.
That's what you say. But that's what y'all have become accustomed to. So
no.
Therefore, saying that, it ain't changing shit. It ain't changing nothing.
See, you can't win with this one. How, if I'm asking you, are you busy, and you tell me you're busy, I'm like, okay, that's cool. And that's it. You could be busy. Because if you call me and I'm busy, I'm busy. I can't do it. That's what you're going to have to understand. If I can't do it and I'm busy, you're going to have to hear it. I'm busy. I can't do it. That's what you should tell me. Instead of, oh, well, then after you moved around everything, then you complain. Oh,
no,
I was supposed to be.
I'm not going
to
complain. It's the fact that when you do stuff for people and they ain't got no gratitude, then, yeah, you might mention what you went through to do what you did for them.
That's it. That's when you tell somebody you're busy.
Yeah, but if you.
Anybody, me, you your have, mama, anybody, okay. you're busy.
Got it.
Don't ever let nobody rape you for your time. If
and
you got something to do.
Word around. It's just not the appropriate word.
So you can say the other R word, but I can't say that one.
What word I say?
Oh, it starts with R, ends with D.
Retarded?
See? So you see how that roll off the tongue? What's the difference? That's okay. Not a good word.
If you say so.
If you can say that, I can say rape.
Well, let's go for it.
Yes.
That's what it is.
But what I'm saying is this, though. But you need to stop letting people, if you're busy, you're truly busy. And there's nothing, they have to understand that. You're not accessible 24 hours a day. I know you want to help everybody. I know you want to save the world. I know you want to be there, be that person, the ace in the pocket for everybody. But it's not possible. You're only one person. There's only 24 hours in a day. If you figure out a way to get 26 hours out of a 24-hour day, let me know. Matter of fact, don't tell nobody. We'll bottle that shit up and sell that motherfucking idea. That'd be amazing. So that's all I'm saying. It's not that I'm getting on you or whatever like that. It's like, I'm a big boy. We are all big kids around here.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
We can take it. If you're busy, you can't come through the clutch.
Okay, so.
You need to disappoint people sometime. How about that? Disappoint some niggas sometime. They'll get used to that shit.
Not with the impatient nigga. Not with the person who can't wait. Not the people like that, I guess.
What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
What you mean? Like what? Like if I ask you, like, hey, hand me that, and I'm like, well, I can, and I realize, like, oh, I can get up and get it myself, and then I just do it myself. It's not because I'm impatient. It's because I realize, like, hold on, I could have did this myself. Why did I even ask somebody to do it? It's not because you was taking too long or you was dragging your feet or whatever you felt like. No, it's like I realized, like, oh, I could have done it myself. That's what happens.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, if it's nothing, like, if I'm waiting on somebody and there's nothing I could do, hell yeah, I'm impatient. If you're supposed to be doing a fucking job or whatever like that, or we supposed to be somewhere on time and we dragging ass, hell yeah, I'm impatient. So it's different things. It's different things. So, got to get y'all the Coach Germ update. Coach Germ update. We just practicing getting these wimpy-ass kids into tournaments of killers. And already my coaches feel like we got to reel in one of my – got a new coach in here. He's one of my boys. But he first year coaching, he's very intense. Like I said, only thing I need him to stop doing is cussing. I need you to stop cussing. Like, you know, you can't be cussing like that. Because like, if I hear it, somebody else hear it. So I'm going to have to talk to him about that. But outside of that, I like his energy. I like what he brings. You know, we need a crazy-ass coach. We need a crazy-ass coach. Like, we need that. Can't everybody be laid back? Hell nah, we need a fucking wild card. And I like it. I just need to reel him in. So that's my job. It's like I got to get my coach to focus his intensity. Because he gets the hypeness going. I get it. It's just that the cussing, that's one thing they're going to, you know. I don't know. We might have to try it. I mean, the other teams cussing their kids. Who knows?
That ain't going to work.
We might be all right.
It's not.
But all it's going to take is him, you know. I see. I'm just trying to reel it in, you know what I'm saying, before he goes nuclear. and cost us a game or some shit like that. But I don't think he will. I think he'll calm down game night. I think practice is where he's going to be the wildest. But game night.
I'm trying to figure out, has he been approved by the people?
What you mean? He worked for the county. He's approved.
I mean, if y'all say so.
He got to. He works for those same people.
I asked you a question, and so you did not answer the question. So.
Well, only two people got to be approved. Everybody else, you know, they just got to have their names. That's it. But two people have to go through the background check and get all that, you know what I'm saying?
So, in other words, you're saying no.
I'm just saying, only two coaches. We fulfilled the mandatory.
So the short answer.
But it's nothing for him. Like, he doesn't have any, you know, issues because he works for the county.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
So, if you work for the county, you went and got fingerprinted and all that shit.
I'm going with what you're saying.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I don't know. I just asked the question because I'm concerned.
Oh. It's nothing to be concerned about.
Yeah, and it is. Mm. But okay.
But we're going to see. Because, I mean, it was so funny. Two of the coaches called me on the same day. It was like, we got to do something about it was like, I like him, but we got to reel him in. He's going to get us in trouble. Calm down. As long as he don't come to the game drunk like the mother coaches and, you know, hitting people, kids, and threatening to fight people and, you know, testing people to fight, we'll be okay. Because I just, you know, I've seen some bad stuff. Like, as long as we don't do that, we should be fine. So, that's the Coach Germ update, man. Got a game in 2 weeks. Two Saturdays from now. So, when you hear this, we got two more Saturdays before we have the game. And then that's when it gets super real. We're going to see what's going on. Quarterback situation looking kind of iffy. He thinks too much. Like, he's making it more than what it is. Like, he's trying to, I don't know. This motherfucker think he got damn Peyton Manning or some shit like that. I don't get it, but we'll get him right. Keep it simple. That's all I'm going to tell him. Keep it simple, guy. Keep it simple. Well, that's all. Let's go ahead and get this outline, Queen Jr. We kept the people waiting long enough. First topic on the docket. Is it time to start taxing these churches?
No. Like, y'all worrying about the wrong thing.
What you mean? Churches ain't got a long time without paying no damn taxes. And they say churches bring in $83.5 billion a year that's not taxed. That is enough money to pay for welfare and house the entire homeless population. It's time.
Government don't want to house the homeless population, so they can stop.
So we might as well make the churches do it. That's their fucking job. Then how about that?
Don't do that.
No, I'm just saying. Since y'all getting $83.5 billion, come on now.
And the government still ain't gonna take care of the homeless people. So why they gonna put the homeless even in the mix? Because it don't matter. You could pay 10% off of that, and they still ain't gonna take care of nothing. That's just gonna be more money for y'all to go to war with and do dumb shit.
So you don't think the churches should be taxed?
No.
Why?
Because that ain't got nothing to do with the government.
Why you get taxed?
They said it's a separation for church and state. So therefore, if we separate, then that means that ain't y'all jurisdiction. So leave that alone. That's between the people and the Lord.
No. The Lord is not getting a dime. Let's keep it real.
The people are doing the ministry.
What's God cash out? Don't say, what's the Lord cash out? Because they showing that he...
$
Who he bank with? Who that nigga... Who he bank with?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? So... Let's keep it real. This money going somewhere.
It's going to the people.
Oh, okay. So these pastors out here with jets and all these stuff.
Apparently the Lord saw fit for them to have.
So these niggas need to be paying taxes. If we pay taxes on my little ass job, and you right here, you got a gold jet with, you know what I'm saying?
That's like the extreme. But still, the average is just riding in a regular ass car.
But he still, hey, look, the regular church, you could wash so much money through a church because they ain't taxing it. That's what these drug dealers be doing. I hope y'all know that. I don't mean to snitch.
Sound like that's what
you
do.
But a lot of y'all churches got dope money running through it, and that's why they need to be taxed. Because people are not using it for good things. They abuse the system. And like I said, if it's enough money there to pay welfare and...
You trust them numbers?
Absolutely. It's probably worse. It's probably worse.
There's a lot of churches that's struggling.
It's a whole lot. It's a whole lot that's underreporting too. So think about that. So we're going to say, yeah, the number probably way more. It's probably $100 billion these churches making. $100 billion.
And there's some churches that ain't seeing $100
on the record. Hey, and that church need to shut down and send their members somewhere else. Because y'all got a church. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to say some real shit here. If your church got less than 20 members, y'all need to shut the fuck down. I'm going to be honest. Unless you in a small ass city. But everybody don't need a damn church. We can't have all these damn preachers. They say Savannah, Georgia got 400 and how many churches in Savannah, Georgia?
It's a lot of them.
They say they got the most churches in Savannah per capita than any city in the nation. Let me make sure that's correct. Churches in Savannah, not churches chicken. Churches in Savannah. Let's see.
If you spell the name right.
I know, right? Spelling sideways. Let's see. How many churches? That's what I should have put instead of just churches.
Yeah.
How many churches in Savannah, Georgia? That's some broken English. Hopefully it'll get it.
It ain't doing nothing. How many?
Huh? Where you see that at? How many churches?
But that's in Athens, Georgia. I don't know why.
But they say it's like 400. It's 1,000 of them. It's 1,000 of the churches in Savannah. Cause this is ridiculous. It's crazy. But yeah, these people need to be taxed because like I said, if this money going out here and nobody, come on, man, tax these churches. If you pay taxes on your job, they should pay taxes.
But then that mean the money done been taxed.
Huh?
If the money you bringing in that done been taxed, what they taxing it for?
What you mean that money ain't been taxed?
Yes, it is. It done been taxed. No. Why you got to tax it again?
That's coming straight in. That's not.
And what you taxing it again for?
What you mean? It ain't taxed before. That's like if you go into a store. Just because I pay tax on the merchandise, you're going to pay tax on the merchandise too. I pay tax when I bought it from the vendor.
Double jeopardy, you can't do that, so why you got to double tax it? Ain't no need to do all that.
That's life. That's life. You get double tax. So you telling me.
No.
You didn't pay for your product.
Going to church like going to the grocery store. No, they don't tax food.
They do tax groceries. You live in Florida. We live in Florida. They tax groceries everywhere else.
So that means that you got to be off. That's off limits now. That's off limits.
No, stop it. That's off limits. Stop it. You gotta tax that.
No.
You got to. I need to see some facts and figures, accurate. How you got people on the payroll if y'all ain't paying tax? How I got people on the payroll?
Like because that, they have done a service.
Do I get a W-2 if I work there?
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's
now.
It's a nonprofit.
Oh, it's a nonprofit. So church is a nonprofit. So what does that mean? What does the word nonprofit mean? You not gonna make no money? You working to break even?
Yeah.
Oh. And what I need to do to become a preacher, because I think that's my calling.
Nobody going to follow
I think that's my... Oh, you crazy. I'm going to be the realest preacher out there. I think
your whole congregation going to set on fire.
No, they not. We going to keep it real. I ain't asking for no money. I'm going to let
so
them...
So how you want
to
survive?
They just, if the Spirit moves them to pay me, they will. But I'm going to be the real preacher.
Oh, okay.
The
and
real
you tell
one.
Them what?
I'm going to be telling them the gospel.
Oh, okay. The gossip?
Gospel.
And what book is this going to come out of?
Life. The book of life.
Okay.
The real world.
Okay.
We'll pick up some stuff from the Old Testament, just the Old Testament.
Just flash it in there?
Just throw it in there, let them talk about it, you know, how y'all feel about it, you know what I'm saying? Try to find something to relay it in real life.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, you know, we're going to strip the Bible down because it's a lot of shit in there that...
Let's not curse.
Because the white man... Why is that the only book that stuck with us over time? You ever thought about that? Like, we couldn't read or nothing. They ain't want us reading that. Kill us if we read. But they ain't get mad if you read that Bible. They ain't never made you think about that. Like, that's a book. You can read that one. But if I catch you reading any other book, I'll kill your motherfucking ass, nigger. That's what the motherfucker said. But read that book right there. And that book stuck with us over time. Mm. The only book we was allowed to read, they wouldn't kill us. Don't you think that's kind of odd? That's the only book that let us read? That was the Wow.
They knew they wanted to try to save your soul.
Yeah, that's what they wanted to do.
They wanted to save,
your soul with this book. Mm-hmm. It keeps you in control. Gotcha.
Under control.
Yeah, in control and under control. Because, you know, they don't want no wild niggas. That's why they used to love Martin Luther King. Like, hey, go over there and tell them, you know, turn the other cheek and tell them don't be violent. Non-violent. Yeah. Tell them non-violence. We're gonna sick these dogs and water holes on their ass, and we need them to be non-violent. You go tell them that, Martin. And, you know, niggas still forgiving to this day. That's the thing. They taught us that shit, and we just Dylan Roof killed 9 people. We forgive you, Dylan. What? Nigga, who says who? He just killed my fucking auntie, nigga. I don't forgive shit. You know what I'm saying? The cop that ran up in your boy house, Botham John, his brother up there. Can I give you a hug? What? That's what you're saying to your killer? Your brother's killer? That's what my brother would want. You know what he would want? He would want to be breathing. He was sitting in the house eating some fucking ice cream, and he died. Like, what the fuck? But you over there. But hey, I ain't mean to go there, people.
Yeah, because you all the way off.
I'm sorry. I asked her a simple question about churches getting taxed.
Now we begging.
I'm sorry.
Begging for life's.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize to all my fans of the Christianity. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to question. Yes, I didn't mean to test y'all faith.
I mean, you offending the co-host.
That's why I said. That's why I'm apologizing. I wasn't trying to test your faith, and then I'll just ask a question.
Because I still stand on mine.
I want you to stand in your faith. That's living. Don't let me. You know what I'm saying? I just want you to be open to listening. Because some people just be like, nah. And that's on both sides. You know what I'm saying? But I'm open to listen. You know what I'm saying? But you know. She exactly. said don't tax the churches, I say. What y'all say, people?
Don't tax them. That's God's money.
Man, did you see them college stadiums this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
College football is bike, people. I enjoyed this whole weekend of watching football. But one thing I did notice.
They were shoulder to shoulder up in
there. Everybody was capacity and wasn't no damn mask being worn. So I gotta know. What we think finna happen now?
Next week is all going down.
Bruh, like, it was so many people at these games, nut to butt, hugging, loving, just standing there breathing, yelling over each other, no mask on. And it's like, even if everybody is vaccinated, let's say a wild estimated, everybody in the building vaccinated, it's still fucking the COVID in the building. The COVID is in the building.
All day.
All day long. COVID got a seat too. COVID got several. Yes. Yeah. COVID ain't fucking off. Like,
come on now.
COVID probably got more seats than the come on. COVID is in that bitch, running that mother concession stand. I mean, somewhere the band out there. Like, bro, this shit.
It's all the way live because the odds are there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too many people for you to think that ain't nobody got COVID up in that piece.
That shit was amazing. I said, God damn, 80-something thousand, 90,000, 100,000. I said, whoa!
And the only thing is, everybody can say, oh, if it's an outside place. But,
yeah, right. Listen, then they was giving out vaccines before the game. Before games, they were giving out the vaccine. Now, I'm not saying I'm the smartest tool in the damn box. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the brightest light bulb. You know what I'm saying? But I got to wonder. I don't think that's smart on game day giving out the vaccine. Now, am I just getting one dose or?
I mean, because unless you got a Johnson & Johnson, this shit, like, when, I got to come back to the next game to get my next
dose. Like, yeah, when do I get my next dose? Like, who would I go see for my next dose? Do I got to go to the game to get a dose? Like, what's going on here? And maybe I've been drinking. Maybe I've been doing all kind of bullshit before this game. Then I go get this COVID shot, this vaccine shot, and I might have a bad reaction.
And you might have had a bad reaction if you didn't do
like,
shit.
I just don't think that was the smartest thing. Like, I hope they had some disqualifiers. Like, have you been drinking today? Yeah. Oh, you can't get
take it.
I hope they had some disqualifiers.
I mean, then the thing is, if you standing out in the sun and you get the vaccine, hell, you might pass out anyway. So it's just like, you don't know whether it's the shot, whether it's the heat exhaustion. You don't know what the hell going on.
I just don't think that was a smart idea, guys. I understand the intention, but think it through next time. You might want to do this the day before or some shit. Like, not day of, because,
because the people ain't ready.
You might have just mass people just passing out just because they were like, oh,
now,
shit.
Now, what you going to do now?
Now, yes. And another thing. Have you learned anything about yourself doing this panini?
Yeah, I think so.
What's that?
Is that I really need a break. I really need to take a 2-week vacation from work, from everything. I need to be by myself for a while.
Interesting.
I do. I'm about to tap out. Like, it's just so much going on. This is like, you can't keep up with everything. Like, you're trying to live. You're trying to stay safe. You're trying to run. I mean, it's just like, it's just so much stuff.
Have you taken a break since you doing the band?
Not for real.
The pandemic? You ain't took a break? You ain't took, like, no time?
I mean, not no real break. Like, I always have something to do. Like, my day is full with something. So, it's, you know what I'm saying? Brother is work, kids, home, sorority, church. It's always something. It's never a day that I don't have to be on a Zoom call. I don't have to, you know, do something. So, it's like, I need to really be able to just enjoy myself. But, I mean, I have enjoyed being in the garden. That's something I can do at the house. Try to get the kids interested in it. I mean, as far as, like, knowing that I have a lot of stuff that I really need to write down and, you know, have, you know, just for...
Writing it down and help you accomplish it.
Yeah. So like I can just thinking about hold it, myself it accountable.
Yes.
It's just like to see that sticky tab on my desk is like... You really know you've been looking at this for like a month. Like, mm-hmm. you got to do this shit at this point. So, it's just like, you know, trying to be my best self, which a whole lot of people say, but really giving it a real effort because it's a lot of shit that I really could be doing. Mm-hmm. And I've had these conversations with good people years prior, and I'm still in the same space. So, it's just like, some stuff I have been productive, but then there's other things that I feel like I could have done, but because of the fact that, you know, I'm doing so many things that really don't give me that much joy.
So we got to cut some of that stuff out. Do you understand that? You got to lessen your load.
Yeah, but that's what people say, but you know,
I mean,
work don't stop.
So but that's the thing.
Got to do what you got
to
do.
You have to write down what's important. And from top to bottom, from importance to least important. And then what can you cut out of it to make your life more doable? Because you sound like B-Eazy used to sound about the site. I used to tell B-Eazy, like, B, you don't have to be 24 hours on the site. Like, but what if a song comes out? I said, easy. If the song comes out at 10 o'clock, you ain't got to be there to make sure. I said, if you don't feel like posing to the... I said, once you put yourself in a certain time bracket, like, this is the only time I deal with the site shit. Unless it's like some maintenance or something that you can't avoid. But other than that, worried about, I said, yo, keep it in this little time frame. And that way you ain't got to, you know, you got to have a work-life balance. And I think that's what you struggle with because you try to appease everyone. And that is not possible.
I don't have people working. If I had people working as hard as I was working on the team, I wouldn't do as much. But if shit ain't going to get done, then it's just like, I feel like I ain't doing my part. So I do my part and their part. So it's a life lesson, but hey, it's a hard one to learn.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's part of living, learning lessons. You should learn something every day. And you know, like I said, I just want you for that's why I be doing what I do, cuz I know you don't know how to tell no one no. Like, I can't do it. You always be like, and you try to.
I mean, but you will ask when you do stuff. So it doesn't go over well.
I mean, no, don't question the way the methods. Look whatever. At the results. Just like, that's why I be like, sometimes, like, don't mind my tone. Just listen to what I'm saying, the words. Don't take the tone out of it. You know what I'm saying? Don't listen to the way because I mean, I understand I have a brash delivery. I get that. I'm a straight shooter. I say it, and it's like, hey. I mean, that's just how it is. And I expect you to respect me for being, like, you know, like, damn. Like, I know, don't call me if you don't want to hear, like, the real deal spiel. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. I'm just going to go ahead
and then you get mad when, oh, I feel like I'm being blocked out or I'm left out. Or,
yeah.
Because some shit I'm not going to go through twice. So, if I done did this, it is what it is. And no, I mean, the decision has been made at this point.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it ain't no disrespect, but
it's 100% disrespect.
Huh?
It's 100%.
It's not. It's not, because if you could disrespect me and say whatever you want to say out your mouth reckless, then I can avoid dealing with it. And if you feel disrespected in the process, it is what it is. Like, it's nothing I can do about that. Because you created this environment to where people can't bring certain stuff to you. So, if that's what we're going to do, then...
I mean, well, hey. I just feel like you have to understand that I give reality answers. Like, you do some dumb shit, I'm like, yo, you know you did some dumb shit. I'm not going to be like, well, you know, people make mistakes. No, I'm like, you did some dumb shit. That's what I'm going to say.
I mean, and that's understandable. But at the same time, you got to know... When to give it and when not to. Like, if it's that's gonna be you all the time, then hell. Yeah. Sometimes it ain't. I ain't trying to hit it. So
I got it. I mean, that's I respect that. I respect that. Well, let's go ahead and move on. You know how we do the top 10 cities. Last week we did the deadliest. And we told y'all we're gonna do the top 10 Asian cities in the United States this week. And the list is not really that exciting. Maybe they because they all, you know, stick to the same area.
Yeah, because all of them in California.
But this is just like a percentage base. Like, we know there's probably more Asians in New York and like that, but the percentage of the town. Like, this is what y'all got to understand. So don't get the stats misconstrued. You know what I'm saying? We looked this shit up. We fact checked all that good shit. So, you know, this the top 10 Asian cities in the United States. Number 10, San Jose, California. Number 9, San Francisco, California. Number 8, Torrance, California. Number 7, Garden Grove, California. Number 6, Santa Clara, California. Number 5, Irvine, California. Number 4, Sunnyvale, California. Number 3, Fremont, California. Number 2, Daly City, California. And the number 1 most Asian city in the United States is Honolulu, Hawaii. Queen Germ, that's a solid list right there. Give me your top three.
I mean, my number one would be Honolulu.
Honolulu, okay. You want to live on the island? Now, you know the drawbacks of living out there now. Like, you got to think about it. There is no, because it's hard to get shit out there. So, like, normal shit that you get from the grocery store, like, you're not getting out there because it's a fucking island. It's in the middle of the Pacific. Like, it's way out there. So that's why them niggas like spam and shit out there. Like, you got to eat a lot of spam in Hawaii.
You can't get everything that you have to eat, like
you ain't getting all the vegetables because you can't grow all the vegetables out there.
Well, I eat what I can.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You got to be real, like, so you say you got Honolulu number one. Okay, give me other two.
And I'll say San Francisco and San Jose.
And San Jose, okay. All right.
What your top three looking like?
I'm going with, I'm going to say San Francisco number one, Santa Clara two, and give me like Irvine three. All three. Your bottom three. Let me hear your bottom three.
Well, I guess I'm going to say this Sunnyvale. Garden Grove and Torrance.
Yeah, I was gonna go with Torrance as one of my bottom three just because the shit's called Torrance and, you know, can't be no good city named Torrance. That sounds like a black nigga and, you know, that town gotta be bad.
I'm done.
So I'm going with Torrance is one I won't go to. Honolulu is one I wouldn't want to live there. Don't want to live there. They say you get tired after Hawaii after 2 weeks. They say you like, yo, this shit whack. It's like, you done did everything. They said the shit's so small. Like, you done did everything in the motherfucker. Like, ain't nothing to do. And the third one would probably be,
You said three.
I did?
I feel like it.
I said Torrance, Honolulu. And give me Sunnyvale. It just don't sound like somewhere I go. Those are our top 10 Asian cities in America. You think we got one more in us? Is there any demographic that we didn't catch? Like, I mean, hey, we can go, like, top 10, you know, we can break it down. Like, we can keep this thing going. Like, I mean.
I think we tap out here.
I don't think we did Middle Eastern. I think they feel left out.
You think so?
Yes. Let's go with the top 10.
I don't think they're going to make it to 10.
Huh? African. We could do African cities in the United States. Yes. People, look. Look at the content that you get from the Frocast. What other podcast is giving you a top 10 city list and breaking it down into demographics? Nobody. Only here, baby.
Nobody.
Nobody else is doing that. Nobody. Come on, man. Give it up, man. That's some content right there. Ooh. Queen Drone, you ever took a lie detector before?
No, I have not.
So would you ever take one?
I probably would not.
Why not?
I mean, it depends on the kind of questions that I'm being asked. If I'm asked some questions that I know I'm a lie about, why I'm going to take the test?
So your answer is no. You would not take a lie detector. You just
I would not choose to do that.
I mean, they're not admissible in court, but if I wanted you to take a lie detector test, would you do it?
No.
Why not?
Because chances are you're going to try to get me to answer questions that I probably may not want to tell the truth about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, you would not have a reason to ask a person to take a lie detector test unless you know it's something that you want them to tell the truth about. There's some sketchy information.
Mm.
So I don't think I would do that.
Mm. Interesting.
And I wouldn't ask you to do it.
Well, I'll be open to take one.
Because whatever you tell me, I'm going to take as the truth, and I'm just going to hold on to that. And I feel like you should do the same.
Mm. What if I'm being honest?
Hey, what if I'm not?
Anyway. Well, I got some 5 questions that you can ask your spouse, your SO, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever y'all call each other. That's similar to what they'll take on a lie detector. Queen Germ, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to ask you a question.
And I'm going to give you an answer.
Okay. Were you worried that the baby could be someone else's?
No.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. What about this one? Are you going to keep going through my things when my back is turned?
No, because I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay. If I got in a car accident and lost my penis, would you stay?
Did you get some money from this?
I lost my penis. Would you stay?
If you got some money, then...
I lost my penis. Would you stay?
So your ding-a-ling got cut off in the accident?
I don't have it no more.
Okay. If you got a nice lump sum of money, I'll stay.
It was my fault. No money.
You can't be broke and don't have no dick. So,
so it was my fault. The wreck was my fault.
I'm going to have to go. I mean, like, what's the purpose? Like, we ain't getting no benefits here.
Oh, shit. What about this? Have you ever had sex for money?
Technically, no.
What do you mean, technically? Yes or no? I'm saying, like, if did a nigga say, hey, here's $50 for some ass?
No.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, I eventually got some money out of the nigga. That's all I'm saying. No, like, technically, no.
This is from one motherfucking one transaction. One
yeah, no.
Yo, never. this is this. Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm talking some technically, no. I'm like, hold up. last question.
And I picked up the money as I walked off.
Yeah, I'm talking about, yo, yeah, it was discussed. Like, yo, like, I need this for the buns. And he like, all right, maybe negotiation went down, bartering, he talked you down or whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying. Oh, man, I'm not going to ask that question. Not even going to do it. Oh, so, lie detector, I'll be open to take one. Got this last little topic right here.
Oh, so I can ask you, have you ever had sex for money?
No. Why would I do that? That's crazy.
You haven't?
Why would you do that?
I mean, for money. That's what you're doing it for.
But I'm saying, like, why would I want to deal with somebody that's willing to pay for some ass, for some dick? Like, you really got to be low on the pole if you're a woman out here paying for dick. I'm just going to be real with y'all, ladies. I'm just saying, but that's ridiculous. It's so much dick is, like, the value of dick is nothing. Hey. Ladies can walk out their door and get fucked like that. So you don't have to. So if you have to pay for some ding-a-ling.
If you paying for it, you're paying for quality. You're paying for quality.
But you don't know. Maybe you. I mean, I'm talking about first.
I'm saying that if you done had a nigga before and it was good, you might be trying to get him to come back and you trying to pay him a little something, something.
Man, that's whack. That's whack. I'm just saying.
I ain't on the market, so I don't know what they do.
Shout out to all the niggas out there that's giving dick up for dollars.
Hey, I ain't mad at the gigolo,
my nigga. You can't hold your fucking head up, nigga. Give it a fucking job.
He got one.
Nah, nigga, you out here dicking women down is not a fucking job. You a fucking thot, nigga. Get your fucking ass. Be a real fucking man. Y'all niggas out here, that's disgusting.
Get
a damn job. Fucking around, you fucking for money.
That sound
nigga.
Like a nigga who can't sell his dick.
Sound like a nigga that's not willing to sell his dick. Fuck out of here. Anyway, speaking of dick, there's a man on my timeline basically saying he don't want to apply pressure because he know another nigga who hit with little to no effort. Men really deserve nothing at all, is what this woman said. So I want to know, how can you, for instance. If one of my homeboys hit you, or somebody I know hit you with little to no effort, why do you expect, and I know this, why do you expect maximum effort from me?
That don't even matter. If your level of interest is there and you know somebody.
I just want to hit, though. I just want to hit.
You know why are you trying to fuck, then?
Why do women do that? You let some niggas hit easily, but then you made this nigga jump through hoops for the ass. Why do y'all do that?
Broke niggas got game a whole lot of times. Some of y'all niggas who always want to throw your money around, that's your game. So, hell, if I know that you ain't going to finesse the panties off and you got to pay, that's just the bottom line. Like, what you mad for? Oh, because you ain't got no talk game, because you can't finesse me. Therefore, I'm finna get what I came to get. So, if neither one of us can come to an agreement, then ain't nobody getting nothing. Nobody win. Going back where you come from.
But I don't. But what is the point of giving it? But do you feel so?
It's some people that got it for free. Some people don't pay. So why you got to be the one? It's my pussy.
Why so, I got to be the one? That's exactly how I feel.
But what I'm saying is, it's my pussy. So how the hell you get to choose who get to do what with me? Like, I chose the price value for it today.
Exactly. Like the niggas that be like, oh, you got three baby daddies, but why you want to settle down with me? Or why?
She might have wanted to settle down with every last one of them, and the shit didn't work out.
You let this nigga hit. No problem. This nigga hit no problem, but you want to be my girlfriend. No, I want to be just like them other niggas. Like, when did you get morals and values all of a sudden?
Ain't about morals and values. She might have saw some shit in your punk ass that she wanted to be with you for. She might have thought she could make
you better. But why? No, I didn't see that in you, though. You know what I'm saying? I saw you but with
if you honest, a nigga wouldn't probably think you was that person. But you done sat over there and done laid and held a woman and watched movies and stuff.
Yeah, I done bought Lil' Joom Joom. I done bought Lil' Joom Joom a damn Happy Meal and shit.
And now you the nigga she want to do it.
I done hell, I done bought this man a Happy Meal. I'm just over here trying to get mom's damn cheek busting. And I done bought damn Happy Meal.
That's you. You buying pizza and
nigga got me
and
goddamn
shit.
Playing Xbox with him and shit. It's a damn moth or something in here. Queen Jern's going to get it in the second watch. I know she's going to clap. So if y'all hear a clap, that's Queen Jern with a confirmed kill on an insect.
Trying to act like I'm some old wild animal.
Nah, I'm just saying. You hear a clap. That's what you're going to, that's just all it was. But yeah, I don't understand why women and men do this. Like, you know.
I mean, but that's the same.
You know, men, if you easy, just be easy. You know what I'm saying? No pun intended. Yeah, that's why I was like, yo, let me stop before I mess around here. And then she's like, you did it on purpose. You ain't even left hand.
Okay, you doing too much. Because let me have been doing anything, trying to eat something.
I told the people what it was, though. See, look, Queen Jern, confirmed kill. Look at that. One shot, one kill. She got it on the first blow. Like, this was Call of Duty, nigga. That motherfucking thing would come up. One shot, one kill, nigga. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to Queen Jern, y'all. She killed them off one shot. I was over here making all that fucking noise. And I ain't even get it. She got it on one first shot. That's what I'm telling you, man. She deadly, bro. She a sniper. Sniper. Yes, sir.
But so, nonetheless, niggas don't want to do shit. Like, I'm going to be real. Because you got niggas who be done tricked on everybody. Then you meet somebody and you going, oh, you got a good job. Or, oh, you don't need this. You don't need that. But, nigga, you was just tricking. You was tricking on bitches who didn't even have your babies. Mm. So, how the hell now I'm somebody that's so decent that I don't deserve to get some furniture or some new shit around here. Mm. Now, all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? We on this bullshit. Like,
but
it's gotta be.
But it's just, it works both ways. You're right. And it's like, so.
You was over here trick daddy dollars, and now all of a sudden you meet me and you want to say, you want to question everything I asked for. Like, why?
I mean, nigga, he might learn with the last one. Like, she took all my money, man. Exactly. I got to be smart. I got to be more fiscally responsible.
Yeah, but that's the same thing like with this
girl. But I can't fault you for that, though. I can't fault you. Like, women be like, oh, what you mean? Why you act like that about it? Like, yo, like, you let my homeboy smash or him smash with no problem. Why you giving me a problem? I didn't think it was going to be.
But you don't even know, because half the time niggas lie. People lie all the time. Somebody take you out one time, and now every time we get together, he taking me this place, he taking me that place. Nigga might be bringing plates from his mama and grandma house, feeding you good, but hell, you making it sound like it's some other shit that's going on.
I mean, she might think it's from a restaurant.
Yeah, but she don't.
She knows on that hard-ass plate.
I'm about to say, on that Tupperware or something.
Yeah, he like, what restaurant give you Tupperware, nigga?
Nobody. Grandma's. That's all that's giving it.
Oh, hey, watch that plate. I need that back.
Yeah. This is her good Tupperware.
Yeah.
And she bought that off of QVC.
Put some sugar and water in it. Let it sit. Get that orange ring out of it.
Exactly. So I need that back. Sit that in the sink. But I mean, everybody got their standards. So if it's my stuff, I get to tell you who did it. I get to tell you what price it is that you got to get it. Because some people,
if I ain't willing to do that, you got to understand why.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? That's the
on
whole
to the
thing.
Next one.
On to the next one. Exactly. That's the basis of it right there. Like, somebody asked me, Like, why don't be commenting on these people? You know, we know we have a lot of dialogue about it, and I'd be like, yo, these people are ridiculous. Cause this is one woman, she uses a filter all the time. She's supposed to be like old, somebody grandma, but she be using this filter to make herself look better. And she messed around and put her real face up there the other day, and the people went crazy. Oh, you ugly. Oh, you ugly. And so my boy's like, why don't you be commenting? You know, and I'm like, I've got to the point where I just don't, if I have anything bad to say, I'm just not going to post it. I'm just going to keep it moving. It doesn't hurt me to just move on if I don't agree with your statement. Because I, you know, I caught myself into a debate with somebody today because he had made a post and he said something about if you don't have any knowledge about, you know, saying being a manhood, you know, whatever. So I was just trying to tell him, like, because some woman was like, wow, how you was going to throw it off on a woman? He's like, where did I say it was anything about a woman? I said, but you did. He was like, point to me in this post. I would cash at you $20 if you pointed to me where I said something about a woman. I said, you said people who have no experience with manhood. You know what I'm saying? So what would somebody think that? That's not what I said. I said, but you got to understand, why would somebody would think that? If you, I want to read the exact words because I don't want to paraphrase because it sounds stupid. Let me see. He said, your opinion only goes as far as your knowledge of the subject. I find it funny people with no knowledge of manhood are the ones speaking about it. So I said, it could be misconstrued that you're saying something about women, because somebody could say, hey, I find it funny that people with no knowledge, but he's like, no, people, it could be a man or a woman with no knowledge of manhood.
But what man doesn't know manhood? Like, it's going to happen. So what you choose to do in that moment is going to be your choice, but how would I have not had that experience unless I was a woman?
Exactly. Standing up, learning how to stand up and pee is part of manhood. That's just knowledge of manhood right there. So a woman has no knowledge of that. They can try it, you know what I'm saying? But
I mean, when you leave in the club at 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes you might just do the squat. And,
Yeah, so, but anyway, I just learned from now on, if I disagree with something, I'm just not going to speak on it. I'm just going to keep it going. Not going to hurt me. Maybe even unfollow the person. If you post enough stuff that I disagree with, like, why do I follow you if I disagree with you so much? Unfollow. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's just the way I'm moving now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to.
But you can, you can move with some kind of sense of integrity and humanity when you are dealing with people that you probably don't really know that well.
I would, but that's what I'm saying. Deal with them that regularly. That's what.
But the people that you know, you can't just walk away and let.
I don't even owe them words. The people that I don't know like that, I don't owe them words at all. Y'all, the people that I interact with, yes, y'all get the raw me, the real me.
The other people
the other people, I have no, like, we never gonna cross. Why do I care what you think? Why do you care what I think? So it's just like, if it's not nobody that I deal with online, like not people that I ain't really got your phone number or we speak, you know, whatever. The other ones, y'all just, you know, mostly a lot of y'all just usernames. Some of y'all, you know, I didn't know some people online for years. Cool niggas. Shout out to them. All y'all out there. You know what I'm saying? Then it's somebody I met in the last 3 years, 2 years, a year. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I know a lot of people online.
Okay.
You know, I got the ones that I deal with. You know what I'm saying? The ones that's the fringe people. Who cares what you think? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I ain't got no DMs with you, we chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, are we really cool? You know what I'm saying?
Do you have DMs with anybody since you delete everything else in your email?
I mean, site related, yeah. But, I mean, ain't nothing like I'm DMing somebody like, yo, what's good? Yo, nah, I'm not.
Hey, I don't know what goes on out there.
Nah, that's just, yeah. I'm telling you, I'm all good out there on these streets.
If you say so.
But, yeah, man. We'll go ahead and get to this TV talk, man, because we already had an hour. Well, not really an hour, because we had pre-show. Ooh, y'all heard that pre-show. Only Patreon niggas get that. TV talk. Power happened. What you got to think? First of all, rest in peace, Michael K. Williams, you know what I'm saying? A.K.A. Omar, A.K.A. What's the dude he played in the other show? I ain't watched that yet. I guess I got to watch it now. Mm-hmm. Boardwalk Empire. I think it's like Bumpy, Chucky, or some shit like that. I got to watch it.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. You know, fuck 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? I really don't even want to do this power thing because 50 has some really distasteful shit to say after Michael K. Williams passed. You know what I'm saying? So
it,
I mean, I guess because Michael K. Williams was cool with Jimmy Henchman, somebody that
50
didn't really like. You know what I'm saying? And so he made a post with the little, you know, the New York Times article and saying like, ooh, like Jimmy, that's your boy. They say he overdosed, he OD'd. And then he made another post talk. Well, actually, that was the he changed his caption from the first one. Like, yeah, they said that fentanyl on the streets messing people up. Watch Power Sunday nights. You know what I'm saying? And, just like Kanan did or something. You know, so I'm going to go ahead and say fuck 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying, at the beginning of this, that was very distasteful, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't understand why you feel like trolling is a nigga that
chalky.
Just, yeah, chalky, that's what is it was,
name on the
I knew,
Empire.
I ain't watch it, so I'm not supposed to know his name, so don't call me a poser.
But no, I was just letting you know since you was saying.
No, I appreciate you telling me because I didn't know. I told you people I didn't watch it, but I knew it was something like that, bumpy, chalky, doggy, or something like that I said. But yeah, but fuck 50, you know what I'm saying, for being having the distasteful comments about Michael K. Williams, you know what I'm saying, like the day he passed away. Like, come on, bro. Like,
I mean, I just feel like certain respect is due to the dead. So.
Exactly. I mean, come on, bro. Like, you mad because he ain't take a role or something? Like, why would you be upset with this nigga? And so I just...
To that extreme.
Yes.
I mean, like...
So that right there kind of put a downer on this power review that we have to do. So I'm just going to give it a bullshit-ass review, man. Kanan basically went into the dope house and cooked up some shit that they had got from somewhere that they didn't know. And he put a little too much in it. And next thing you know, all the fiends, all the testers killed everybody, including Jukebox's girlfriend. Well, apparently, she smoked it, fell out. We don't know if she's dead yet.
She did.
But her and Jukebox were supposed to go to some performance together, and Jukebox was out waiting for her. She never came, so now Jukebox feels some type of way. And I think this is the break Jukebox needed to get the fuck away. That's why she moved to D.C. to become a cop. But I don't know. But yeah, that's all I'm going to talk about power, because like I said, I don't want to... 50 fucked it up for me this week. Like, I don't know if I'm going to watch a show next week. I probably am, just because I got to see it all the way through, my boy. But yeah, he put a damper on it this week. So that's all for TV Talk. We watching anything? Oh, we started, what's that show called we watched last night? Clickbait. We started that. We watched the first episode of that.
Oh, yeah.
And that show is about, it's got your boy Jimmy from Entourage. Did I say, what was his name? Is his name Johnny? No, that was a brother.
I'm never good with people's names and shows. So.
Yeah, the boy from Entourage, the main guy. I think his name was Jimmy. I can't remember. Damn. Entourage so long ago. Wow. But yeah, it's a show called Clickbait. Girl brother gets kidnapped and something about the video. He puts up some video, and if he gets to 5 million hits, he dies or whatever like that. So we got to the end of episode one, and the video got to 5 million, but we don't know what happened. So we're stuck on a cliffhanger that we're probably not going to catch up with till another day. I know we're not going to watch nothing tonight.
Oh, no. We can't watch nothing tonight.
Yeah, so... Anything else we watching, I don't think. Let us know. Check out Untold on Netflix. Them little four sports stories they got is pretty good. Malice in the Palace is the first one. The Coal Miner's Daughter is the second one. Caitlyn Jenner's the third one. The fourth one is about the Danbury Trashers. So please check these stories out. They are hilarious and good. And, you know, it was a wild time in the 90s. Most of these shows were in the 90s, so wild place. Except for the Bruce Jenner one. That was in the 70s. Excuse me, Caitlyn. All due respect. Well, that's all for TV Talk, man. Well, it's now time for Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is with me and Queen Germ, who are not classically trained actors, act out situations suggested by you, the listeners, or I just make them up myself. Before we get into this, let me let y'all know that we are not actors at all. We don't have SAG cards. We didn't take any drama classes. We did not study at Juilliard, but we do this every week for y'all guys. Queen Germ's situation this week goes a little something like this. Aggressive, thirsty, Lady hollers at dude on the street. Are you ready?
I think I am.
And this is one right down your alley right here. This is one right down your alley. Yes.
So I'm going to be the lady?
Yeah, you're going to be the lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
You ready? Action.
Head out, Mr. Sexy Man.
Hey,
what's
ma'am.
Your name here?
Hey, how you doing, ma'am? How you doing? How you doing?
So what's your name?
Jonathan. How you doing, man? My name's Jonathan.
Okay, Jonathan. You looking real nice. You looking like a Jonathan.
Thank you. Thank you. You need help with your groceries or something? You need to get a cat out the tree?
I don't have no problem with no grocery now.
Okay, I mean, your cat stuck in the tree or something?
You worrying about my cat. I got a cat for you to get stuck up in.
Oh, man, come on. Now, ma'am, you look a little...
I look a little seasoned.
Yeah, a little seasoned, Well, you know, I'm sure your
got
husband.
A little jerk in it.
Okay.
Little Cajun.
Okay, but all right, man, what can I do for you? I mean.
I'm saying you could do a whole lot of things for me. Just come on over here.
You need your grass cut or something? I mean.
My grass stay cut, baby.
Oh, okay.
Baby, I got this under control. I want you to check on me.
Oh, what you got? You need me to get some out your drain pipes or something, clean out your gutters or something. I mean, what's going on?
I mean, it's clean. I'm trying to tell you, you can slide right on up in there. I could give you a good time now.
I mean, what your pipes clogged up? What do you need me to do?
Okay, you a young man.
I am, ma'am. That's what I'm saying.
And I need some attention.
Okay, what kind of attention you talking about?
Talking about the time where you cut the lights off and put the candles on.
With your lights out? You need me coming in?
I done told you now. Pearl the street with the money. I can make your life a little more comfortable. So you come on over to the house. I don't need a whole lot of time now. Because I can get where I need to go in a good 30, 45 minutes. So we can mess around. I can help you pay on some of your stuff. I know you shit as fine as you are. I know you got a couple of baby mamas.
No, I don't have baby mama.
You probably got some child support that's outstanding.
No,
I'll help you with them type
of things.
I don't
have no kids, man. I don't have no kids.
You ain't got no kids?
Nah, I'm just out here.
You ain't trying to have no kids?
Nah, not right now. I'm living, I'm out here on these streets. But, man, I'm trying to see what kind you need me. I just need to know what you need me to help you with because I can bring my tool belt and, what tools.
I think what you got is good.
I need to know what kind of job I'm doing. What I need to bring?
You are the job. You are the job.
So
I'm trying to tell you, Miss Pearl gonna get it all situation for you.
I mean,
I'm talking about I pull your teeth out my mouth so quick.
Whoa, now Miss Pearl.
And
now,
I'm trying to tell you, them gums feel good on that
Ms.
thing.
Miss Pearl, now listen.
That's he.
Ask
Herbert.
Herbert? Who's Herbert?
He lived down the street.
Okay, well, I don't know about the. Listen, Miss Pearl, I appreciate the offer,
sir.
I appreciate the offer, Miss Pearl, but I got to go.
I can make it worth your while.
I bet you can, Miss Pearl. Well, I got to go, Miss Pearl.
Don't go so fast.
Look, here come my bus. I got to go, Miss Pearl.
See you on the bus playing around with Miss Pearl. I get you a nice little car.
I like riding the bus because
I don't
want no car. It's parking is bad in the city.
I give you my Uber account.
Okay, Miss Pearl, let my hand go, Miss Pearl.
Miss Pearl, I'm trying to tell you now.
Let my hand go, Miss Pearl.
This is the best thing that has ever happened to you.
Cut! Bad Black Cinema, y'all. If y'all like hearing situations like that, man, send us some in, man. Amen. We act them out, man. We don't care, bro. Well, it's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. We're going to read some rap lyrics over here. And the gimmick is we're going to read them in our office voice, our proper voice, any kind of voice you really want to read them. It really don't matter because sometimes they don't be our office voice. But we just read rap lyrics around here to make y'all laugh. And Queen Germ, it's your turn. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Just don't do the ad-libs now. No ad-libs.
I'll do what I can.
All right. Ready, here you go.
Hey, look, this pussy extort these niggas. Pussy be like, can you afford me, nigga? Broke niggas in my face, pussy ignore these niggas. For the bag, pussy speak poetry, nigga. Boy, this pussy from the hood, this pussy from the projects, this pussy so ghetto. This pussy speak Ebonics. This pussy snatched back, playing tug of war. Turn a nigga gang gang, he gonna go to war. You want this pussy real bad? Say pretty please. Cop me baguettes, make my wrist freeze. Got niggas overseas, going crazy about me. Jamaican, Cuban, French, and Japanese.
Oh, wow. That was the young ghetto poet City Girls with their hit Pussy Talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what it do.
Yeah. So, if y'all want to hear some, send in some songs. We'll read them. HBCU Confession Time. HBCU Confession is when we go to the HBCU Confessional Twitter. Bring her back to Queen Germ and she tells her she likes it. And this one goes a little something like this. I love giving niggas blue balls and then saying I have to leave in the middle of us messing around. My friends tell me this might get me raped, but whatever happens, happens. Norfolk State University. Queen Germ, enlighten this girl.
You gonna get raped. And I don't think nobody go to jail for that. Because it don't make no sense. You put out there, this is what you like to do. So you want to try somebody. You trying to get raped. That don't sound like rape to me. If you are attempting to lure someone to try to snatch your coochie up.
Maybe that's what she wants.
I mean, hey, somebody. Maybe she's just like, yo,
which one is going to be the one? Like, how many niggas can I keep giving blue balls to before one of them actually gets me?
And it's like, you talking about whatever happens, happens. That ain't somebody. Yeah, that's not
the
kind of
attitude you should have. And I mean, yeah, no. I hate for any man to run across this girl because it, I just feel bad because it's nothing good going to happen. So if you on Norfolk State campus and you hear about the girl that's the tease, leave the tease alone, okay? Because it's niggas, you got to behave yourselves regardless. But you have one that is out there that is joy out of this. So I don't know what to say about this one. I'm not going to speak because, ooh, this is terrible.
I mean, I hate it because you think it's a game and it's not a game.
It's not a game.
Because how far are you going to push the envelope till somebody pounce on you? And now you're mad and calling the authorities.
Exactly. Thomas, I'm out. Nah.
Whatever happens, happens. Whatever happens, happens.
Okay.
Because when it happens, that ain't going to be, because especially if it ain't the one you want to happen.
Thank you. Thank you. You know how y'all get. The dude at the office call you names. Fat dude, ugly nigga at the work say something, you going to report him to HR and shit.
But that sexy thing.
Yeah, the sexy thing say, where that ass looking nice today. You like, oh, thank you. You know.
Oh, you laughing and then you walk on by.
And then the other ugly nigga, unattractive nigga. Hey, how you doing today? You know, oh, HR, he threatening me.
Yeah, he's a little aggressive.
Yes.
He done asked me for my number. Done asked me out to lunch.
Yes.
I just want you to know whenever you're ready, that offer is still on the table, Miss Shirley. Oh, okay, talking to you with all kind of respect, and then the ass got a whole darn case up on the man.
Terrible. Whoops, keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep it 100?
Yeah, my keep it 100 this week is for all these niggas who got something to say about shit they ain't putting in on.
100.
So don't be complaining on the shit that you didn't pay for, okay? So if you ain't paid for the movie and somebody treated your ass, that means you sit there, you watch the shit, and whether you like it or not.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. If somebody done brought you a plate of some shit that you don't like, if you don't eat the shit, ain't nobody forcing you to eat
shit.
It.
Don't say you nothing. Just throw that shit in the fucking trash.
About the gesture. Yeah. So if you didn't pay for it.
After they asked you, was it good? Be like, yes.
It was all right.
Yeah. A little salty.
If nothing else, just don't have nothing to say if you ain't got nothing to pay. That's all I'm saying.
A word to the wise. If you ain't got no money, you ain't got no opinion, nigga. I might keep it 100, go a little something like this. You can't carry yourself a certain way and expect respect.
100.
All right, you can't get online, or you can't just walk around in life and just say all kind of wild shit to people and expect people to be okay with that shit. Because some people, you know what I'm saying, really don't, you know, do the online shit or do the rah-rah shit. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like you should carry yourself a certain way, because once you start putting that energy out there, then you're going to get that type of energy. So if you can't, what they call it, throwing rocks and high in your hands type shit.
Exactly.
Like, you can't be that type of person. You can't sit there and play the victim, you know what I'm saying, after you then went, you know what I'm saying, when you attack people constantly or whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, everything online ain't about you, my guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are not that important. I'm not that important. If you're listening to this, you're not that important. It's just, that's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really gives a fuck about what people do in their own lives, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody cares, bro. Like, I got enough shit going on in my life to give a fuck about what you got going on. So stop thinking shit is about you. Relax. Move how you move. And that's just all I got to say about
that's all you got to say about that.
Yeah. Winner or loser time, Queen Jerm, you got any winners?
Oh, yeah. This week, I'm going to have to say my girl, Leslie Jones, is my winner.
Winner?
She turned 54 the other day, and apparently she was celebrating by dancing. Comedian? Yeah.
Okay.
Dancing in her swimsuit. Still got a little something, so she say. She was satisfied with the way that turned out. So anybody who can appreciate themselves, you know, if you don't love yourself, who else gonna love you?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be the first one.
Yep.
And so,
if you don't love you, how can I love you?
Exactly. So, hey, Leslie Jones, you my winner.
Somebody said her sex tape came out. Nobody even cared.
They might not have, but somebody did. They was recording the shit. Like, I don't even know why you was recording the shit, but y'all was recording it. I mean, I just feel like a whole lot. I mean, porn is an industry that people spend money for, so I can't say people don't want to see it, but hell, it's some shit that I mean, like, that's not something that really turns me on. But, you know, I'm not the people who buy porn.
We're not on All Mad.
Yeah.
Say it. Yeah,
I mean, if it's some soft stuff, some just setting the mood and whatever.
I don't want the hardcore shit.
Yeah, I don't need all that. I just need the implications that we're going somewhere.
You don't need
with
a gangbang.
Yeah, I don't need none of that.
You don't need them just tossing the girl around like a sandbag. Yeah, and they just spinning her like a damn pig.
I need to treat the person real nice. Goddamn, and tell them
you
girl,
like that
baby,
couples porn. That's what you like.
Something. Yeah, I don't want to see no nastiness going on. Yeah. People disrespecting people.
Yeah, you don't see no slapping or nothing like that.
I don't need to see no slapping. Nobody slapping people with their ding-a-ling and all kind of carrying on. I don't need to see all that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's not what I'm into. If I got to, you know, it need to be a little more romantic type of environment, and then you make love. I don't want to see no, you know, just roughness. I don't like that. I feel like that's not what that is. That's not my type.
Oh, man. My winner, man. All the patrons, man, that fuck with us, man. Y'all the winners this week, man.
Appreciate you.
Winner.
Y'all out there doing y'all damn thing, man. And I appreciate y'all, bro. Because it's tough out here. You know what I'm saying? You know, out here in the streets. And for y'all to reach in y'all pockets every month and send us a small token of appreciation, yo, I appreciate that, man. I just want y'all to know. All y'all motherfuckers is dope. I appreciate y'all. And we're coming up with a giveaway. We're going to give away, like, to all the patrons. I think we're going to give away, like, 4 shirts. We're going to do, like, a little raffle or something like that. If you're a patron, you're automatically entered into the raffle. 4 shirts of your choice. You know, well, 1 shirt per winner. You know what I'm saying? You get to pick any shirt in the shop that you want. We'll send it to you just for being a patron. So that's coming. We're working on that now. So y'all my winners, and be looking out for the giveaway in the Patreon. See, it pays to be a patron. You get you a free Nappy Afro shirt for like $3 or $5. Yeah, that's it. Losers, you got any losers, Queen Jerm?
Yeah. I'm gonna leave this out here like this. My loser is one person, but if you fall in this category, you a loser too. If you somebody who is impatient with other people, but you don't give a damn about other people's time.
Loser.
So, if you know who you are, it is what it is.
Damn. Queen Jerm throwing shit-outs. My loser. So, I was at the gas station the other night. Minding my own fucking business. I come out the gas station, this dude's out there looking real tough, mugging me down and shit, but the nigga listening to Drake, certified lover boy. I'm like, nigga, if you don't loosen your motherfucking face up, you out here trying to be tough bumping Drake, nigga?
Loser.
Do you know, like, whatever.
Is this a young dude?
I don't know. Yeah, younger than me, of course. But yeah, but he still was out there trying to look tough and with the mug on, had the unit on his face and everything. Nigga,
he had a girlfriend. He thought she was looking at him.
Oh, that wasn't that. He was by himself in the car. That's another thing. You bumping Drake by yourself in the car. Now, I know you a pussy. Oh. I know you pussy, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here. Don't try to look tough listening to Drake, bro. You cannot do that shit. It wasn't even no hard Drake. Like, I can see if it was one of them Drake songs that had you like, ooh. Nah, it wasn't. It was some old Marvin Room sounding Drake. I haven't listened to the whole album. Every time I try to listen to it, I go to sleep. But I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a shot while I'm wide awake, like at work or something, and try to listen to this Drake shit. But it's tough to get through. I'm going to be honest with you. It seemed like he made the same album over and over again. He doesn't take risk. It's just, you know, Drake. Drake knows the formula. He sticks to it. And I don't think he swayed away from that. So, everybody, Drake got a classic. No, Drake does not have a classic album. And I will argue anybody down. He does not have a classic album. Nothing. Nothing classic. So, but let me stop hating. Because that's what somebody going to say.
That's what you do best.
Yeah.
That's what they say. What you do the most is what you do the best. So you hate a lot. So that's your specialty.
Criticize, not hate.
Okay. I mean, whatever you want to call it.
Like Common said, if I don't like it, then I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating.
Okay.
Ooh, bars.
Or no.
Well, Queen Germ, it's that time of the show where I ask you, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew. The Front Porch.
Hey, shout out to The Front Porch, man. That nigga got some good memes on his Facebook, man. Shout out to him, man. He all right with me, bro.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Yeah, he's very ignorant. And I love that.
He's
I love
real
that.
Stupid.
If you ignorant, then come holler at your boy. I love the ignorance. Like I told y'all last week, I'm not mature at all. Do not be fooled by this shit. I'm not mature.
Hey, well, I know. If nobody else know. But again, I'll go on back to my shout outs. And I got to shout out my girl, KY No Jelly. And anybody and everybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will. Shout out to 12 Cow and the 12 Cow Podcast. Shout out to Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston. Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Mad Static, Sleazy the Back Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, Dr. Bracer, everybody, Dr. Bracer Network. You got Dr. Cam, you got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Long Live K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis and the Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. Shout out to Dale P in the Man Cave. Shout out to Ringo and the We Need to Talk. We actually got interviewed on his show this week, and he said it should be out next week, so check that out. It'll be on the site. Shout out to Big Smash. Shout out to who else? Glenn and Her Podcast. Shout out to anybody else over at that site, the fuck with the kid.claw and the gang. All my Twitter niggas, all my IG niggas, shout out. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, shout out to y'all. Another show in the books, Queen Germ. It's time to rate your show. Let's hear it.
It can't be perfect because I don't usually give those. But I probably have never done a 10, but maybe I have. I don't know. We've done enough shows at this point. But started off a little slow, kind of on a bumpy road, you know. There was a lot going on today. I've been worked. I have nothing left.
I had fun. They said I wouldn't be here today.
And that's when I have to go ahead and give y'all my
score.
Said
I never mind.
The Prince will be
to anything
18 on Sunday. But I can't believe that he's going up
my way
so fast. And I got to dedicate my rating to him. And I do believe that I'm going to say that my rating tonight is a 9.12.
All right, Queen Germ with the 9.12, which is also the 912, y'all.
Where my baby from? where I'm from, where I had him at.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
that,
shout
that
out.
That baby who birthday is. That's what I'm saying. That nigga just, he just wraps it all up for me. He does so much for me. He just don't even know.
Interesting.
Yeah, I love that kid.
I match a 9.12 since that's the day my life changed forever. I had a job bestowed upon me that I had to raise this little youngin' into a man, better man than me. And I try every day to get him to understand the method to my madness and why I am the way that I am.
Much full of madness.
Huh?
I said you are very much full of madness.
Yes. But it's a controlled madness. It's So yeah, man. We wrapped everything up, gave y'all our ratings, we gave y'all shout outs. It's now time to say, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. Don't forget about the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt. Bitch!
Or join the Patreon and you might get one for free.
Or yeah, you can join the Patreon and get one for free. I mean, hey, it's your choice. Happen. Yeah, it can't happen. Hey, could be. Today could be your day.
Okay. Sir, saying it's not what you do.
It's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com